Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible. Today we're on location at Ohio State's Pro Day, and we're joined with the offensive lineman Jim Cordell. Jim, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy about it. It's nice that it's over, you know, because you get so stressed thinking about it, leading up to it, and you know, we're done now, and it was a good feeling.
That's what I mean, and being performing in front of all the scouts, I mean, you kind of got a feel for it when you were down at the East-West Shrine game,
yeah.
You know, talking
yeah,
with teams.
That was nice to get down there because then you recognize the scouts, so you interview with them and things. You get more comfortable here when you see them, and, you know, they're not here to, you know, they want to see you do good, which is the way I came into it thinking about it. You know, they want to see me perform well, so that's what I try to do.
And, I mean, your time at the East-West Shrine game, what was that experience like being proc'd? I mean, you know the atmosphere. It's all the NFL teams, scouts, agents, people pulling you. Hey, Jim. I mean, what was that like, constant interviews?
Right, when you walk, just walking through the hotel, you know, and we went all day with the football things, and then eat dinner, and then you're walking through, and people were pulling every which way, which, you know, I didn't mind it. I liked interviewing with the guys and getting to know the scouts and things like that. But, you know, it was a very good experience. I mean, they taught us, the Shrine Game taught us a bunch about the NFL. We had different meetings. I mean, the Players Association, there was a financial meeting and a bunch of different things like that. So, and then I loved having Coach Cornell. He was the man, and he made it so fun for us. But he also, you know, made it as much of an NFL experience as possible. And, you know, he just kept saying, this is how the NFL is. So it was really cool to get that experience, you know, going into camps and stuff.
And all the guys that I've talked to that went to the East-West Shrine game, they always talk about going to the Shriners Hospital and that experience. You want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I think maybe the first day we're getting some softball players working out here. But, we went there, and, you know, it's definitely a humbling experience to see that. But it was fun to go there and hang out with the kids all day, and they had a real like a real cool playground area, and we just did all kind of different games and got to know the kids. And then, you know, they had a couple of them speak at different events throughout the week, so it was really cool to experience that and to you know, help as much as we could with the Shriners Hospital.
And when I was down at the Senior Bowl, a lot of the guys, we joked around, if you could go back in time with the East-West Shrine game, would you like to do another hour of practice or another hour of interviews?
That's tough. Probably practice.
Yeah, everybody said practice.
Yeah.
Nobody
and we, Coach Will Shields from Kansas City was our O-line coach, so he made practice fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, practice was fun. And getting to play with, you know, guys that you play against and things like that, and getting to form, you know, a line with I had Clemson and Virginia Tech to my right and left, so that was fun.
And your time here at Ohio State, I mean, can you believe it's come and gone? I mean, here you're not, you're the, you know.
No, yeah, the first time I came up here for Pro Day, I was a junior in high school, and I got to come up and watch that class go through this. I was kind of, you know, being recruited, and then to come through and spend 5 years here and to just take it all in. It's such a, Ohio State's such a special place.
Yeah.
With the program that Jim Tressel's put together. I mean, you just see the Block O of life and how he molds, you know, boys to men. And obviously we've had a real successful time, you know, the last 5 years with this class that just left, the winningest class in Ohio State history. You know, we beat Michigan 5 times in a row. And going out winning the Rose Bowl is something special.
Yeah, that Rose Bowl experience, what was that like, finally get that big bowl win?
That felt so good. I mean, it was the greatest feeling after that game. Because you know, you hear all the big game losses and things like that, and to finally get that monkey off our back was very special. And the Rose Bowl was just an unbelievable experience. Going to Disneyland the first week, the week we were out there, and they showed us around. And I mean, the guy that takes Kobe Bryant around took a couple of us around and got us to the front of the lines, and we rode the rides and things and saw the sights. And then spending the week in LA seeing you know, Beverly Hills and Rodeo Drive and all that stuff, and then going media day or picture day at the Rose Bowl was the day before the game. So, you know, we're driving Pasadena, and then to go down the valley and drive through it and see, you know, you finally see the Rose Bowl, Rose Bowl sign on the one end zone was really cool. And then the game, you know, obviously went well for us, and you know, the sun came down at the beginning of the fourth quarter over the mountains. You could see it. It was a real beautiful sight, and it was. I'm happy that that was my, you know,
your
last
final game.
Last game as a Buckeye.
Excellent. Jim Cordell here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show on location at Ohio State's Pro Day. Obviously, I mean, you're very versatile. You've played all along the offensive line. I mean, you're center, but I mean, I think the pure strength is something that stands out about you, just how physical and how powerful you are.
Right.
I mean, when in terms of your own game, what are you most proud about? I mean, of your own game. I mean, you know,
I guess what I'm most proud of is versatility, because I, you know, started at four different positions on the O-line.
You even switch hands, snap.
I even switched hands in 07,
yeah.
And I broke a bone in my right
hand.
Was
that tricky?
No, it was natural. It was. I couldn't believe it, but, you know, we had a game. I had to play, so they put a cast on, and I snapped with my left hand, and the snaps were good in warm-ups. All right, we'll go. And then I had surgery on the following Monday and played the rest of the next six games snapping left-handed, which is, you know, that could help me if you know, I'm playing center. And
yeah, definitely.
I can't snap with my right hand. I just go to the left, and I can play both sides of the line very easily. I consider myself an emergency tackle in the NFL. You know, I played tackle this year against, you know, Everson Griffin, Brandon Graham, Adrian Claiborne. I played against, you know, good competition there. So I think I could hold my own. And then obviously, yeah, playing in the Big Ten, you know, we're a power team. You know, run a lot of power. And that's fun, but I think I'm at center. I can also do a good job of getting guys reached and things like that. So, I should fit in very well at the next level.
And do you feel more comfortable playing one position on the line?
You know, I do feel most comfortable playing center.
It's just
natural.
That's,
you know,
where you're at. Yeah.
Yeah, being over, you know, just being over the ball and control of calls and things like that. I like that. And having a guy, you know, nose to nose with you is fun too. You know, at tackle, you get so much space, but, you know, having that guy right there and being in the middle of the action is fun.
Excellent. Do you prefer, I mean, I know you probably say you don't care, but, I mean, do you prefer run blocking against pass blocking? Is there anything you just, I mean, you like being able to just to pound heads and grind it forward?
It's definitely,
I mean,
fun
most
to,
linemen do
right,
prefer just to be able
to
run
block
and the more physical nature of it.
Right, absolutely.
So, even you go along with those.
Yeah, I go along with it.
And we were joking earlier before we went live, I was able to talk with your mother.
Oh boy.
While she was watching you perform here today, and she wanted to bring up the times that you used to make the egg yolk messes on the kitchen stove.
Yeah. What up? It was bad. She was a good mother, but you know, cleaning that up, because what I would do is,
well, see, I don't know if you cleaned it up. Was that,
no,
did you
she
clean?
I said,
okay, okay,
good, yeah,
okay,
she was a good mother, because what I would do is make a bunch of egg whites. And, you know, we had the egg carton, so I would just crack them, split them, and then, or no, this is what I did. Because it's too hard to just crack the egg and then worry about the yolk falling out. So I just fried it, but then I would scoop the yolk out. And that's where it got messy, because if it's not solid, then it gets runny, you know, it's all over the place. And, yeah, so I would eat a bunch of egg whites after working out, and yeah, it got a little messy.
Yeah, because that's what she said. She says now you'd eat two whole chickens, but yet you were very health conscious, and then that's how the egg story started. And then she even meant that you were kind of big and clumsy. You'd be breaking things around the house.
That's what she always said when I was growing up, that when I had a house, she was going to come and break. Yeah,
break,
she was come and break,
break
furniture.
Stuff.
So we'll see about that. But. Yeah, I mean, furniture, you know, myself and furniture just don't get along. I like to just kind of plop down, and it doesn't hold up.
Right.
I need to find a good furniture place, you know. That's a priority.
That's priority number one. And what's your pro day event today? I'm a little bit about today. I mean, what did you weigh in at? What was your height?
I was 6'4 and 2/8", 305. Which I was happy about. I gained some weight. I put on some muscle since the Shrine game.
Okay.
I guess I grew an ace too since then. But
a lot of guys wanting to know how you did that.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, you guys looking for inches,
right.
You know, short guys looking for.
So yeah, I think 6'4 is a good height to play to be versatile. You know, 6'4, you can that helps.
And
305 is a good weight, I think.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, in terms of training, is that a focus for you, the gain weight?
But to be, not to gain a bunch of fat. I mean, I lost body fat while I was putting on muscle.
Okay, so
I mean, I was hydrated, so, you know, 305 is I think it's a legitimate weight.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's perfect. And I mean, obviously you come to Ohio State, one of the finest institutions of football in the nation. So I mean, you come here, you obviously know you're a top recruit. You're going to be, you know, your aspirations of playing in the NFL is a definite reality.
Yeah.
But I mean, when did it kind of really hit you that, you know, the skill set was there? Because, you know, you're not the only guy that's going to be 6'5", 300 pounds coming through Ohio State.
Right.
But when did that reality of, you know what, I mean, I might have a shot at the next level?
You know, just over the years, just being a three-year starter and playing in some games when I was a redshirt freshman, just I could, you know, I would watch myself. And then as you get so many cross tapes and you see guys that are ranked, you know, real high. And then, you can kind of compare yourself to them. I think after my sophomore year, Mel Kiper had me ranked pretty high at center. So I kind of got like an idea that you know, maybe I was good enough, and hopefully I am. Going through high school, I didn't know that I'd be good enough to play here, but I was. So hopefully that happens at the next level.
Excellent. And once again, Jim Cordell here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. So on location here at Ohio State in Columbus. Jim, I mean, when you look at your game and everything, I mean, was there anyone that's helped you get to where you're at today, maybe a coach or a mentor as a player?
Oh, definitely Jim Bowman,
okay.
The O-line coach, just a great teacher, was real good with technique. You know, he's also the offensive coordinator, so that helps. Having confidence in him to move me around, that's really why I moved. I was a center, but... They needed somebody to play guard, so I played guard. They needed somebody to play tackle, so I played tackle. But yeah, he definitely helped me, you know, with those transitions. And another mentor was Nick Mangold for sure. He's the man. I came in early as a freshman, so I was here for spring ball and playing center. And he just really took me under his wing. I would do extra film tape and just, you know, would. Taught me obviously the offense and the calls and things like that, which, you know, that's what you need to do as a center, and just helped me out so much, and I'm really thankful to him for that.
Oh yeah, and what's it like? I mean, we're sitting here, Miami scout just walks by, gives you a big handshake.
Yeah,
I mean, is it just kind of surreal that it's just? I mean, there's so many NFL faces and names that it almost becomes, I don't know, like, you know, maybe you pinch yourself the first time, but now it's just kind of. Hey, this
yeah,
is
I'm comfortable with these guys, and,
yeah.
And there's the Steelers scout saying good job.
That's
so.
Kevin Colbert
from
the Steelers. That's the big dog there. Right?
Is he?
Yeah, that's the main man there.
Awesome. I talked to him. I tried to add some more versatility. He went out and watched me long snap and just said, you know, just get my times down. I mean, I did it in high school, but you have so many guys that are long snappers here that I didn't do it at all, so. It's cool that they.
A team like Pittsburgh might be looking at Justin Hartwick's getting up there in age.
Yeah,
they
need a center. So I asked them if they were gonna draft a center in the first, a center or corner in the first round. Hopefully they go cornerback and pick me up later. But we'll see. But it's just cool to see all those guys and to be familiar with them now.
Excellent. Well, Jim, before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out.
All right.
There's two questions more along the lighter side of things.
All right.
And is that your
fiance?
Okay, so you're not married yet.
No.
So we ask everybody on the show, if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take?
Female celebrity. I think she's far enough away.
Yeah.
You know, who's... I'm trying to think. Pamela Anderson's on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
I was just watching some old WrestleMania footage, and she was like a guest of honor at WrestleMania 11, I think. So.
Okay. Very nice.
And
second down, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great offensive line skills, what other talent could you showcase America?
I don't think I could. I could.
Oh, that's great.
I can't sing. I can't dance.
How about this one? If you could choose between a male runway model or the lead singer of a boy band, which one?
That's tough. Come on.
I'll keep feeding them out.
I guess I'd rather swivel my hips and walk down a runway than. Being a boy band.
Very nice. And this is third down. I'm actually very interested in this question because of all the bowl games and some of the you know, obviously defeats. If you could go, and you guys had your run of Michigan, so I don't think Michigan's could be on the top of your list because you guys had your way with them. But if you could go back to school one more time and you guys could beat any team out there, who would you like to take down?
Definitely Florida, because you know we started the legend of Tim Tebow, first of all, and you know that was a game that we should have won. We were the best team, I think, and just didn't show up. You know, definitely would go back and change that game because I think that would change everything over the whole 4 years. Yeah.
Well, Jim, we want to thank you for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and we want to wish you the best moving forward.
Thank you very much.